Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, August 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, here are the unofficial results for your 2020 Hardy County election, last updated yesterday, 8:29 p.m. Your precincts reporting all 12 election day and early votes are completely reported, but they're still waiting on a few more vote-by-mail ballots. We'll have those as soon as possible. State Representative District 56 in the lead, James Davis, with 505 votes. Sheriff Vent Crawford, 31.05%, 952 votes. Just a little bit before that, with 927, is Paul Eddie Davis. Supervisor of Elections is Patty Clark, 1,574 votes. County Commissioner, District 1, is Sandra K. Meeks, 1,530. Just a little bit before that, 1,528 votes, is Colin Lambert. County Commissioner, District 3, in the lead, Renee Wyatt, 56.05% of the vote. County Commissioner, District 5, is Judith Greenwell George, with 1,210 votes. Just a little bit behind, with 1,137, is Horace E. Graham Jr. School Board District 2, Mildred Smith, with 1,880 votes. And School Board District 3, Claire Cornell, with 2,913 votes. Congratulations to everyone. The votes are still coming in, so these reports and results are unofficial. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your Hardy County jobs. Planet Fitness is looking for an assistant manager. Requirements include superior customer service skills, basic computer proficiency, be hardworking, have CPR certification, be at least 18 years of age, and have a high school diploma or GED. The DeSoto Board of County Commissioners is looking for event staff. Requirements include being at least 16 years of age with acceptable eyesight and hearing. No high school diploma or GED is required. The ability to communicate written or orally, and lifting up to 50 pounds while walking or standing. Town Star is looking for a sales associate. Must be at least 18 years of age, able to read, write, and speak and understand English. Have basic four-function math skills. The ability to lift 10 pounds frequently and 50 pounds occasionally, and pass a drug screen and background check. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather plus the agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated, 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time today. Weather, light rain, temperature 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 94%, winds are calm, visibility 9 miles, and the altimeter read 29.96 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:28 a.m. Today, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early in the evening, then partly cloudy in the late evening and overnight, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds are 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 40%. That's your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Animal Ag Alliance's annual College Aggies Online Scholarship Competition kicks off September 14th. College students and collegiate clubs will compete in the 9-week program to learn how to engage food and agriculture online and in their communities. Last year, students were awarded more than $20,000 in scholarships. Don Schindler with Dairy Management, Inc., which manages the National Dairy Checkoff, says they're happy to offer advice and feedback to support this next generation of ag advocates. The USDA recently announced it will help with another round of seafood purchases, this one totaling $30 million aimed at shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico. Gulf shrimpers have had their usual supply, but with much lower demand, as the widespread closing of restaurants and hotels have destroyed their markets. According to ModernFarmer.com, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue approved the USDA purchase of excess shrimp to distribute to food banks and food insecure Americans. The National Pork Producers Council and 26 state pork associations asked the USDA's Federal Crop Insurance Corporation to implement enhancements to the Livestock Risk Protection Insurance Program. These changes would mitigate the impact of unexpected declines in hog values from unanticipated events like the pandemic. NPPC asked for two modifications, an increased subsidy to make the program more affordable, and expansion of the coverage to 52 weeks and an increase in the number of head eligible.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
John Dixon, Pomeroy, Washington. I've worked with McGregor since the beginning of my farming.
It's not about making a sale. It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
Kickstarter is the only starter fertilizer that we've used at this point where you could just see right to the line. You've got better emergence. You've got bigger plants with this product. All the pieces have come together.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
You can see the difference.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Patrick Cavanaugh reported last week that some Florida citrus growers are diversifying into peaches. He's back with another good reason for the crop. They can catch early season premiums.
Leading the charge on Florida peaches is Dundee Citrus Growers Association, a cooperative, which the Dundee Stone Fruit Association is a subsidiary. Stephen Callahan is CEO of Dundee Citrus Growers.
You know, we're a cooperative and our growers are us, and it's been a good business.
It's all about diversifying out of citrus, which has been hammered by Wan Long Bing.
We, you know, produce peaches that come into maturity in March and April of every year, and that's kind of a unique market window. We're the first domestic peach that comes into maturity in the year, so we kind of come on the backside of the Chilean South American imports, and we come before the Georgia and South Carolina peaches come into maturity.
And the last count, there's 1,000 acres of peaches being grown in Florida. Now, peaches need a certain amount of chill hours to set a good bloom and to set a good crop.
You know, we need peaches that require very little because we're very warm in Florida. We have very few varieties we can grow in the state, so I think that's been somewhat of a limitation on rapid expansion, but there's work underway and new varieties are being developed, and you know, we're anxious to see where that leads in the future.
Patrick Cavanaugh reporting there with Stephen Callahan of Dundee Citrus.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. backup, and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And that concludes our time here with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: a computer once beat me at chess, but sadly it was no match for me at kickboxing. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.